Okay, we'll go to verse number 12, which a lot of it we did cover in today. So the second and third should be shorter, but we'll just do it in brief. Abhisandhaya tu phalam.
Abhisandhaya tu phalam.
Dambhartham api chaivayat.
Dambhartham chaivayat.
Ijjate Bharata Shrestha. Tam yajnam vidhi rajasam. So abhisandhaya tu phalam. Abhisandhaya means keeping my eye attention on the phal, on the fruit, on what, like they said, what is in it for me, like he was saying, looking out for number one. What will I get and what is my gain, my profit? What is my profit? What is the bottom line? Regardless of what happens to society, you know, especially people who have these monopolies, you know, these companies, they have monopolies in certain business, like these insurance companies and all, some of them, and a lot of them have this, you know, where they, regardless of what happens, they have to have their profit margin. So every year they keep raising the rates, and now the health insurance rates are going out of hand. It's, of course, a lot of faults are there. It's the health system and the medicines and the doctors and the hospitals and the insurance company. But the, if the idea is only profit, regardless of what happens to the society, that is called abhisandhaya tu phalam. And dambhartham api chaivayat, and doing it with the idea of showing off. I must show off what I have. That's called dambha, ostentation, you know, bragging. Ijyate Bharata Shrestha. Bharata Shrestha, he called him Bharata Shrestha. Arjuna was the best of the Bharata family. Arjuna belonged to the Bharata family, and he says, you are the best student or best descendant of Bharata family. Ijyate, one who performs such activities, tam yajnam vidhi rajasam, that activity, that yajna is called rajasik. So profit, you know, we already covered in a lot of detail, but where the only motive is what I can make, and it doesn't matter what happens to society, and then done with the idea of showing off, you know, I will do it. Like I do good deeds, but just to show off. Like even charity, like he says, you know, don't stop him, it says. Why? Because he's doing charity only to put his name, you know, so that by, if I do this charity, I do good, then people will remember me. And the next time I have to stand for election, people will say, oh, what a charitable person he was. What a good person he was. So his only goal is to show off, dambha, and to brag to others, you know, what a great person I am, what a charity. So, Swamiji in his commentary says, don't stop him. Even if he's doing good at for showing off, for bragging, maybe sometime on the future he may realize it is good just to do good without any idea of me or mine. So, slowly doing good work will purify his mind. So, let him do it. If you say, if he wants praise, aha, you did such a great job, you are so good. Let him be happy, because sooner or later doing these good deeds itself purifies the mind. So from Rajasik, he may become Sattvic. But we find so many examples of showing off. The greatest is Indian weddings. I mean, it's getting so worse. The cards, you know, they have multiple cards and they're all made with gold, and they send a gold coin or a silver coin with the card. And now people spend millions of dollars. It is amazing, you know, how much and crores of rupees in India are spent, just wasted. So much food. If you go to their parties, the amount of food they have and the amount, oh God, and the decoration and how much money. And so many poor people could be fed, and so many, I'm not saying that one shouldn't have a good wedding, but just to compete, you know, and then they have film stars come and perform, and it's just getting out of hand, you know, it's just getting ridiculous, and it's really so bad, and it's the same everywhere. And so all our activities are done to the idea of showing off. Christmas gifts, you know, they'll give such elaborate gifts to their kids, so then the neighbor kids feel bad, you know, oh, you know, I didn't get it. So the the idea is to show off. I mean, if you can afford it and you can help your children or do good, is okay. But what is a wedding? It's basically a man and woman getting together so they can, you know, have a family, and that's all. What is the big deal about, you know? But it's unfortunate. It's so sad what is happening to society. And everything is done with the idea of showing off. And the thing is, though, you do a great job, have a great wedding, and you show off to everybody. 10 days later, somebody else will have a greater one than you do. And then they'll say, oh, this was better. You know, that, oh, toh theek tha, that was. And then immediately your balloon gets deflated. So because no matter how big a house you build, somebody else will come and build a bigger house. No matter how better car you have, somebody else will come and get. So instead of trying to compete or trying to keep up with the Joneses, do what is right and do what is, you know, minimum, and help others. That is the idea. If you have extra, share it with others. Don't just waste it. And so we said that is called dambha. And then we already talked about what is success. You know, what is the motive behind what you're doing? The motive is the very main thing. Any activity you do anywhere, it is the motive that is very important. Like I have talked many times before, a person cuts another person's stomach and he bleeds to death. Now, is it a sattvic activity or a tamasic? When somebody cuts somebody's stomach, he bleeds to death, is tamasic. But a surgeon, if he's cutting a person's stomach because he has a major auto accident, and in trying to save him and trying to, you know, the patient doesn't survive. So it is the motive which determines how the action is. And that is what decides whether the action is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. Now, taking care of parents, you know, that they say, of course, it's a very sattvic activity. And it is true. Taking care of parents is the most sattvic activity you can do. If the parents are old, you know, taking care of them, calling them, making sure they have whatever they need. But that can also become rajasic. Like Swami Chinmayananda tells a story. He went to one house and there were two brothers. The older brother was very rich, had a big house. And the younger brother was okay. He was living in a small house. But he said, my father will live with me. They said, oh, that's very good. You know, you're keeping your father. He says, Swamiji said, but you know, your older brother has a bigger house. He'll be more comfortable over there. You know, you don't have even a proper room for him. No, no, Swamiji, it is my duty to take care of. Said, okay, that's good. Few days later, Swamiji comes again, and then he says, you know, Swamiji, you know why I'm keeping my father? Because he has not written his will yet. So then that same activity becomes rajasic, that what can I get out of it? The idea is that it is my duty to take care of my children, take care of my old parents. And there's a very beautiful story I had told a long time back, but it's worth repeating. It's a wonderful story. So there was this construction going on, and it was very hot. It was in India. It was 110 degrees in, you know, May and June, terribly hot. People are sweating, and these poor laborers were working out in the heat, and they were, you know, sweating. It was dusty, mud and all. So this man comes. So I'll tell in Hindi and then also translate. So he asks, "Bhai, kya kar rahe ho? What are you doing?" So the guy gets mad. Andha hai kya? Dekhta nahi hai, main patthar tod raha hu. He said, are you blind? Can't you see I'm breaking stones? What are you asking? Stupid question. He said, no, sorry. Goes to the next one. Bhai, kya kar rahe ho? What are you doing? He said, roti kama raha hu, kaam kar raha hu, bacche palne hai. He says, I'm working here because I have to take care of my wife and children. So I'm working hard. It's this hot sun is there. I'm suffering, but I'm working hard. Okay. He goes to the third one. He says, bhai, kya kar rahe ho? He says, Bhagwan ka mandir bana raha. He was smiling. He says, I'm making God's temple. They were all three were building a temple. All three were doing the same job. It was equally hard for all three. The work was equally difficult. The pay they were going to get at the end of the day was the same. It's not that. But one worker says, I'm breaking stones. And he's angry at the whole world. Because he has to work. Oh, I'm breaking. And are you blind? He tells him. Second one said, I'm working, but I'm working for my wife and children to earn a living. And the third one says, I'm building God's temple. The same work, but look at the attitude of the three people. So that is the idea, that whatever work I am doing, I am dedicating it to God. And that with that attitude, your work being the same, it is the attitude which decides whether the work is tamasic, rajasic or sattvic. So that is rajasic, that is done with profit and with showing off. We discussed a lot in sattva, so I won't go into more detail. Any questions or comments about this?
Success is like you say, if we are at peace with what we do, we cannot fix anybody else, not even your wife or your husband. He starts with you.
Right. No, that's true. But I think being self-sufficient is good. But you're right, because that guy who comes and collects all the carts, you know, he'll lose a job if everybody takes the carts back.
But meanwhile, one of the parking spots is taken by the cart.
Yes.
So somebody else has to park somewhere else.
Right.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. That's good. Okay, we'll end with the closing prayers. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhagavi. Om shanti shanti shanti. Hari Om. Hari Om.